17 Houston.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to get calm there again. We had some switch over there. Might be interested. We've got an ATS map in here from this morning. You're just about on where we can see the flow patterns in the Antarctic. Just about 120 degrees west, which is a little closer to South America than what you're calling, I guess. But we do see that activity down there.
Okay, Bob, and there's a very large cloudy air mass between Australia and Antarctica. It has the tendency to want to start a rotation, and you can see a hint of that. It's not too strong right now. We're seeing about three-quarters of the Earth, I guess. Judging from our clocks and what we can see, it looks like the sun's setting out over the west coast. And it leaves us with about three-quarters of the Earth available to us.
Raj, it's be about 6:15 Los Angeles time right now, so it's probably sunset out there. Ron, just a reminder from the flight plan change last night, you'll have a P-52 coming up here at 45 hours in your flight plan.
Roger, mighty fine, thank you.
Roger, Ron.
This is Apollo Control at 44 hours, 43 minutes. That was a reminder that we are approaching the time where we're going to make the first step in a two-step adjustment caused by the late launch. This will be to bring the Greenwich Mean Time, the ground elapsed time, and the flight plan together. What this first step will account for an hour of 2 hours and 40 minute adjustment that will be made eventually. The clocks will not be recycled at this time at 45 hours. The clock recycling will be accomplished later in the mission at 65 hours elapsed time. This 1 hour adjustment consists of moving the activities that were scheduled in the flight plan to take place between 46 hours and 30 minutes and 47 hours up to 45 hours in the flight plan. Therefore, during the hour from 45 hours to 46 hours, we will have accomplished all the flight plan activities that were originally scheduled to be accomplished from 46 to 47 hours. And this will put us 1 hour ahead on the flight plan. We would pick up the activities originally scheduled at 47 hours at 46 hours under this plan, and this would proceed in orderly fashion 1 hour ahead up to the 65-hour mark, at which time we will synchronize the ground elapsed time clock to 67 hours and 40 minutes, and at that time go to the 67:40 time in the flight plan, and we will be back on schedule.
Jack, just for information, you got your heart rate to 103.